Good morning and welcome from Tony and Brenda Kruko. We're coming to you from Omaha, Arkansas, in our home in the heart of the country. And we welcome you to the prayer call for Israel. And this is my wife, Brenda Brim.
Hi. Mom, she is vacationing. Actually, she doesn't get to do that very often. In fact, I don't know that she ever has, where she's by herself resting, and one of our partners blessed her with that opportunity. And getting with the Lord for getting ready for this meeting. So we are so excited about that because we know he's using us in a mighty prayer force that Mom has, the Lord has told her to muster the troops to take our seat far above principality, power, might, and dominion in Christ in the Spirit. And from that place in the Spirit, we take our watch post, hallelujah, and over our where we live, our domain, our habitational authority. But another place that we take our watch post is Israel. And before I go into that today and go into prayer, today is Yom Kippur, and it is the Day of Atonement where all the Jews are fasting and praying. It's the most holy day in the Hebrew calendar, God's calendar. And as I was thinking about this and praying about this, the fulfillment of the spring date, as you know, has been fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will fulfill the rest of the dates on the calendar. And the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement is in Hebrews 12, verse 10. And this is after the tribulation. And it says, I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, so that they will look unto me, whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. And they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. In that day there will be great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadarim in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, every family by itself. And they're mourning now. They're in the prayer now. And so it will be the same way. The family of the house of David by itself and their wives. Their family of the house of Nathan and their wives. The family of the house of Levi and their wives. The family of the Shemites by itself and their wives. All the families that remain, every family by itself and their wives by themselves. And in that day, Verse 13:1, in that day a fountain will be opened for the house of David, for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for impurity. So that's a national Yom Kippur where Jesus shows himself to them, a very private, a very holy thing, and they recognize him the second time. David Barron, in the story of Joseph and the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sons, it says they recognized him the second time. And Joseph is a type of the Messiah. And it says that the same thing. They recognize him, their eyes will be open. They'll repent, their eyes will be open. And there'll be a national day of repentance, and then on to the tabernacles, where he tabernacles among them during the millennium. So it's exciting, isn't it? And we're so blessed that Mom teaches us these things. And we see things in the Bible we've never would have known exactly how it works. But her prophetic, her easy-to-understand gift from the Holy Spirit has brought much light to us. We're very thankful to that. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. As I was praying today, I said, Father, what do you want? And I was reminded of the assignment that the Lord gave Max to keep that northern border covered in the elections. But specifically, as I was praying, it was that northern border. And this is a Israel prayer call, but the reason why we had the Israel prayer call is because the Migdal, Arbel in the Galilee. Migdal means tower, and like a watchtower. And by having that place in the Galilee where Jesus operated in his earth walk, he has given us a place to pray, an avenue, inroads to pray, or to all to pray for Israel. But it's actually called the troops together to be watchmen with him. Hallelujah! And God is the main watchman. He is the watchman. It says in Psalm that if God doesn't watch over the city, the watchmen watch in vain. So the Holy Spirit is the watchman. And he's watching over those borders. And he's having us as watchmen, because we are on this prayer call, a Migdal, and a part of this. He has have us as watchmen with him and praying over those borders. In Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, Israel was surrounded by four enemies. And Nehemiah was actually working in Persia as a cupbearer. He was one of the captives, which is Iran. And the temple had been built. The second temple had been built by Zerubbabel and all. And 14 years later, some of the captives came to Iran, and they talked to Nehemiah. And he asked them how everything's going. And they say, well, the gate, there's breaches in the gates and the walls, and the enemies are coming into Jerusalem. So he immediately went into prayer for Jerusalem, and he felt like the Lord told him. In fact, he did tell him, I want you to go and look over that wall. And so he was, you can read his prayer, and he is such an intercessor. Such an intercessor, his heart. And the king allows him to go. The Jews say the king was actually the son of Esther, and that the king, Azarias, I'm not sure how you say his name, and the first one or second one. But anyway, he was the son, and so he said, go on to your people and build that wall. I'll help you. And so he went, and they had all kinds of opposition. And verse 9, though, when the opposition came from all the inhabitants, from the Arabs, the Ammonites, the Tobites, the Samulites, the Ashdodites, they heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were being closed, they became very angry. We all know that's the spirit behind them. And they conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless, this is what we made our prayer to God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. And so they watched, but they watched in the natural, but God watched in the spirit when they prayed. That's what the Lord told them to do. And I sensed that I know myself, to pick this back up, and to be a watchman is just to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is to look to the Lord Jesus to him on these prayers for Israel. Jeannie Wilkerson was talking about the prayer network of the Holy Spirit and the watchman. And she says, as you pray, the Holy Spirit, who is the great intercessor, and I'll put who is the great watchman, will take up the cry much like a switchboard, or we could say like a network. In fact, she calls it this great network. An incoming call may come from a request, from an intercession, and be transferred by God to Australia, for example. So, let me keep going. Then once the need is felt, the watchman senses it. He takes it on, he gives it, he puts it on a prayer, which would be us, and whose heart is tuned in to take up the intercession. In this way, the Holy Spirit causes people to pray for your request, even when you don't know for whom they're interceding. Do not look to local help all the time. The universal church is the network we're talking about. So instead of getting your eyes fixed on just one person, get your eyes on Jesus. He will delegate the power, the prayer burden, as needed. And so as a watchman, what we do is we become sensitive to His Spirit. We stay close to hearing Him and those promptings of the Spirit, and we just stay in that place. We may sing, we may speak, we may use our hands, whatever we work with Him. He just uses us in those places. So, Father, we come right now on the northern border. We come, Father, as watchmen on the wall. As watchmen on the wall. Oh, Ravri, you are training us in these places. You are training us, Father. You have given us the directive sometime through the Lord Jesus Christ to your servant, Max. And, Father, we're picking that back up. I know the Lord has had me pick that back up. I forgot to tell this part before I made my prayer, but I wanted to let you know what Nehemiah 4:9 says. When they said they set a watch, and that word is amen, and it says to stand, take one stand, to be in a standing attitude, stand forth, take a stand, present oneself, attend, continue, abide, endure, persist, be steadfast, hold one's ground. And then the prayer watch that Nehemiah put on, that word is mishmar, and it is a guard post, like you would guard a prison or a jail, a watch, observant. It translates ward 12 times, guard, diligent. So we're like guard posts in the spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for that calling. We thank you, Father, for that calling. We know, Father, we know we have been called to this. We have been appointed by you, Lord, as watchmen on the wall. You have confirmed this so many times, even through Rachel. You have, Kepha Tiller, you have confirmed this so many times, Father, through Brother Wiseman, when you gave him the vision and the dream of the wall around Israel, the firewall. Father, we take our post, hallelujah, and we take it, and with a renewed vigor and vitality of this place. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabrakara Brora Vishele Brosora Vrila Brandis Tebrondon Shibige Zibrandi Shabrandundon Shabagaine Condondayinia Gai Rio Gora Bashaya Radia Gay Radia Lagai Rio Goya Radia Rede. Ye ara khaya na kura mashanda iri ki ara dai iri khaya ara sairi anai. Hayara I ara na khaya ira khaya ara gya ye na ra bashi ara ga. Ira ba ya na khaya ni anora masi la vrishi du du kura mihi ara dia ki alai. Hora baso rabashaya na gaya yadini agiya dadi agai dini agai ano nosto maki. Hiyorora na na ya na vreya na mahya ya yini agiya le akaya la yo nora mahya la ya ye. Hoya ya ye. Hoya ya ye. Ya na ya ya la ko. Hiyanaya na mosto ma yina ma hayini giya lo. Kora ni ayina ma ya ya ni kiya ni uma ine aki. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Hiro Romanshi. Hidabora Manshi. Hilman Shamanshi. Gibbez the Brunamok or Rajia Lavria. Here I am,
Father, I know they're a standstill. But we take our place in you. We speak peace, shalom to those. We thank you for the right man. We thank you for the right man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for getting those. If it's Netanyahu, I believe it is. Getting that government quickly. No confusion. We speak shalom. We speak shalom over there. We speak shalom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, Rabba Shakai. A lot as a watchman. In the spirit, you know, a watchman in the natural, just he stands up, he looks. And a lot of times as a watchman, we just wait and we look inside to our spirit. We wait upon him, the spirit, with our word. He may have us read a scripture, but we just wait in that place as he hovers. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Koramashakari. And as watchman, Mother had asked me, and we will, to those of you in Minnesota and Minneapolis area, to cover on your post the president coming to a rally there, to cover that up. Cover it on your post. Hallelujah, we're in agreement with you, the protection of our president. Hallelujah, no weapon formed against him will prosper. In the name of Jesus, we hold the blood. We hold the blood of Jesus. We hold the blood of Jesus. Any attacks from the enemy, Father, we thank you that they are stopped and thwarted. In Jesus' name, he complete his race. Hallelujah. Complete that place. Hallelujah. Going forth now in greater momentum, in greater anointing, in greater power. In the name of Jesus, we speak that, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you for each one of you. You are called in this army of God, in this company. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you've been very faithful to this. And we thank you. I know my own self, the Lord has kind of picked me up by the bootstraps on that northern border. But hallelujah, we're staying with him. We know he's guiding us and leading us. And you feel those promptings, even in the nighttime, you know, give yourself to that. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We speak blessing over each one of the WWPs and the Israel Prayer Force today, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for utterance. We thank you, Father, that Mom, as she is resting in you, she walked in that newer vitality of anointing for this time that you called her in, as she has never known before. We know that, don't we? And even if you can't join us physically for the Autumn Assembly, which is coming up next week, which is just like flown by this month, we join us online and be a part of that prayer force, which you are. Or if you can't be, if you're working, join us in the Spirit, because God is preparing us. He's preparing us for something big for this meeting, for his plans and purposes. And we know it on a nation scale, and we know it in a national scale, and of course, in the world. We'll have several countries represented. So, anyway, we thank you for your support, and Mother will be there next time. Shalom, shalom.